A manhunt ends with an announcement, but no body. Bin Laden's death brings more questions than answers from listeners.
Why would they just dump the body at sea?
I didn't think this is the right thing to do for respect of the dead.
And we wouldn't have to worry so much about retaliation. I would like to have seen his body.
No body. No proof.
Won't that lead to a lot of conspiracy theories?
Which Osama did they find? The one with the short nose or the one with the long nose? I guess we'll never know.
Yearning for proof, refusing to take anything on faith. Some Americans looking for more than just a declaration that the mission is really accomplished. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, May 3rd. Still sifting through details.
Al-Qaeda believes it, but some Americans don't.
Yeah, isn't that ironic?
Let's get a check of the morning's top headlines. Is the mission accomplished? Counterterrorism advisor John Brennan has high hopes.
We're hoping to bury the rest of Al-Qaeda along with bin Laden.
President Obama knows that to back up that kind of talk, the nation will need to pull together.
As a nation, there's nothing we can't do. When we put our shoulders to the wheel, when we work together, when we remember the sense of unity that defines us as Americans.
The president spoke last night at a dinner with congressional leaders. Hoping to keep the pressure on Al-Qaeda, the CIA is now poring over documents and computers seized during that raid on bin Laden's compound. This morning, U.S. officials are debating whether to release graphic photos of a dead bin Laden, reportedly shot above his left eye. And other questions are being asked, whether Pakistan knew of bin Laden's whereabouts. This morning, Pakistan's president is denying that his country sheltered the terrorist leader.
Post bin Laden, the threat of terrorism remains. That is the sound of a Taliban spokesman speaking in Pashto, pledging to avenge bin Laden's death. In the Pakistani town of Quetta, Islamic fundamentalists took to the streets to express their anger. One militant tells our partner, the BBC, that bin Laden's killing is a blow, but he says their struggle is not dependent on one man.
And U.S. officials say they are remaining vigilant. Some embassies and consulates in Pakistan are closed until further notice. Here at home, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security have issued warnings on possible reprisal attacks by homegrown terrorists. Senator Joe Lieberman says Americans need to be vigilant.
This is a classic, if you see something, say something moment.
Officials say they have no plans, though, to raise the nation's terror alert level at this time. Other news we're following this morning. The Army Corps of Engineers has exploded a section of the Mississippi River levee to try and protect an Illinois town from rising floodwaters. About 130,000 acres of Missouri farmland were flooded as a result. And government scientists say there were 312 tornadoes during that 24-hour period in the South.
That's
last
incredible.
Week, more than in any other day in U.S. history.
Sony has been hacked for a second time, ironically one day after they announced they'd put new security measures in place to prevent hacking. This time, the company says hackers may have stolen personal information from an additional 25 million users. And the U.S. Department of Energy says gasoline prices now average $3.96 nationwide. That's up 8 cents from last week. Market watchers say it'll top $4 a gallon by the end of this week. Yay! Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 12,807, the S&P at 1,361, the NASDAQ at 2,864. We'll bring you more coverage about the death of Osama bin Laden throughout this morning, but we want to get your take.
My name is Fatima. I'm calling from Michigan. If Osama bin Laden is really dead, I would like to have seen his body. Not only has he sacrificed the security of people around the world, he also sabotaged a religion I hold dear. I just wish that we could see his body instead of people celebrating.
Well, we're going to talk about people celebrating. We're going to talk about what his death means to Muslims. And we're going to talk about how his body was buried and why. We want to get your reaction. Give us a call with 8778-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.